Join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories, Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find Locked On Yankees on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word, no underscores or anything like that. You can find me on Twitter at Stay Scotts. We're on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word, and I am in the Spotify green room at Stay Scotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. We will be previewing the Royals series, which should start tonight, weather permitting. Who knows? Speaking of weather, that tornado warning was fun last night. I'll have any other baseball news, and there's plenty of it, because the foreign substance rules were in effect as of yesterday, and lots of pitchers were checked. Plus, the Diamondbacks finally won a game. Good for them. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So let's talk about what was happening yesterday, because I think people were surprised and amused that Jacob deGrom was checked. Jacob deGrom was checked. Yu Darvish was checked. Those were the two big names that I know were checked last night. And a bunch of other guys were checked. You know, the umpires don't want to do this. They don't want the responsibility, but they have the responsibility. I don't think anyone else wants the umpires besides MLB. No one else wants the umpires in charge of this either, because if these guys can't call balls and strikes and can't tell if someone's safe on a base, how are they going to know who has a foreign substance and who doesn't? They were checking belts. They were making guys take off their hats. All that sort of stuff. I told you about all those rules last week. But I think the amusing thing was Jacob deGrom, who was just, I was watching him pitch yesterday. The Mets played a doubleheader. They split it with Atlanta. Obviously, they won deGrom's start. He was dominant to begin, and then he was kind of falling off a little bit. Then again, falling off for him is only pitching 98 compared to 101, which is what he opened with. I know that they're worried about his shoulder a little bit. And they probably wanted to be cautious, and they figured Atlanta wouldn't come back and win that first game, especially since it was only seven innings because it was a doubleheader. But yeah, people got video of the ump checking DeGrom, and as the rules state, it happens between innings, so it doesn't cut into the game time or make anything last longer, which is MLB's. That would be the opposite of what MLB wanted, because they're always trying to shorten games as much as possible. So far, no one's been caught. All eyes will be on Gerrit Cole tonight as he starts in the Bronx, because he is the poster child for this rule. And I sincerely hope that he wouldn't be foolish enough to put something anywhere on his person. Let's hope he doesn't do that. So let's just go into the preview. Tonight's matchup is set. Gerrit Cole against Brady Singer. Coming into this game, Brady Singer is 3-5 with a 4.76 ERA in 14 games started. His last outing on June 16th was against Detroit. He didn't pick up the loss because he only pitched three innings. Gave up one run on four hits with two strikeouts and a walk. So he has 68 innings overall. His season high is seven innings. He pitched that against Detroit way back on April 24th, got the win in that game. He seven innings, one run, three hits, eight strikeouts. So he seems to have been struggling a bit since then. Yeah, he's given up 3-4, 2-3, 6-5, 2-3. And then he gave up that one run in those three innings in his last start. All of them are starts ranging between 2.2 innings and those 7 innings. So he is up and down this season. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for the Yankees, but he's never faced any Yankee batters. As for Gerrit Cole, he went 8 innings against the Blue Jays, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. People were looking at him in that start as well because they were wondering if he was using anything. So he has 117 strikeouts through his first 14 starts, which is the most by any Yankees pitcher in the first 14 starts of a season. As for the Royals batters against him, Hanser Alberto has faced him 11 times. He's batting 0-9-1. The only person who seems to do okay against him is Whit Merrifield. He's only faced Cole 7 times, but he's batting 286. As I said, all eyes will be on Cole because of the new rule that's happening. I'm pretty sure that he didn't use anything against the Blue Jays, and that he will be smart enough to not use anything tonight and be the first person to get kicked out of a game and suspended. At least I would hope that he was smart enough to not do that. The Yankees had another off day yesterday, and I feel like they're having too many off days now, and it'll get to the point later in the season when they need off days that they won't have enough of them. I don't know what the scheduling is, but they had an off day last Monday. They had an off day the Friday before that, and they had an off day the previous Monday, and it just seems like too many off days. And it always feels like these off days fall when they're kind of on a roll. At least that happened after the Chicago series when they swept and then they went into that funk, and they won 5 out of their last 6, completing the 2 out of 3 series win against the A's on the triple play, and then boom, off day. In a moment, I will continue previewing this series against the Royals, but first, investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do all the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFORNT.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB and get started today. Matchup number 2 in this series against the Royals will be tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. in Yankee Stadium, and it's Michael King against TBD. Not sure how TBD has performed so far this season, but I know how Michael King has performed so far this season. He scattered 5 hits and 2 walks across 4 1/3 innings the last time he pitched. He was also aided by the Yankees' second triple play of the season in the first inning of that game against the Blue Jays. He's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 3 of his past 4 outings, all starts. His ERA is 4.08. He's 0-3. He has 29 Ks on the season. Out of everyone on the Royals, Hanser Alberto has faced him twice, and he's batting 500. One whole hit. And I know I say this every time I mention Michael King, but I cannot believe the man does not like pizza. Maybe it's possible he hasn't had good pizza. Let's see. He was born in Rochester, New York. I don't know. I mean, the pizza's not that bad upstate. I went to school in Oswego, and, you know, it wasn't the best, but it wasn't terrible. Then again, I was usually drunk when I ate pizza because it was college. He went to high school in Rhode Island, and then he went to school at Boston College. And the pizza's not bad in either of those places. I don't get it. This is like Michael K. levels of food weirdness. Or maybe not. Michael K.'s food weirdness is some of the strangest things I've ever heard. the whole condiment thing. And is he the one who never had soup? Or am I conflating and thinking of someone else? I think it's Michael Caine who's never had soup or doesn't like soup. Him and Michael Caine should get together. Yeah, it's Michael Caine. He won't eat soup. Meanwhile, one of my friends from college still calls me Soup because every time he saw me our last year in Oswego, I was eating soup. We had three classes together. I had very long Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I had a lot of classes. And every time he saw me, I was eating soup. So he called me Soup, my friend Ian. And when he invited me to the graduation party that they were having at their off-campus house, he's like, "No, we're not serving soup, so I hope you're going to show up." But yeah, that's, I don't understand people who don't eat pizza and soup. Thursday's matchup is set. Thursday's game is a 1:05 game, so be prepared that it's a day game because I believe it's a getaway day, right? Oh, they're only going up to Boston. Come on. Maybe the Royals have somewhere far to go. That makes sense. So, Thursday afternoon, Brad Keller against Jameson Taillon. Okay, why doesn't he have anything listed under him either? Maybe because he's 6-7 with a 6.30 ERA and 64 Ks on the season. But get this, he has one more strikeout than Taillon, who has 63. Taillon is 1-4 with a 5.59 ERA, so he's not much better than Brad Keller. He's just lucky that the Yankees are winning more games than the Royals, because if he was on the Royals, he would probably have a 6-7 record at this point. Taillon recovered well from a forgettable one-out start with 4 2/3 innings of two-run ball on Friday against the A's. Now, of course, the Yankees lost that game. He did look better. 4 2/3 does look a lot better than 1/3 of an inning, but it's still not good enough for me or for anyone. We are about to enter July. Can Jameson Taillon put a couple of starts together where he pitches at least 6 innings? Am I asking for too much? Possibly. This will be his second career start against the Royals. He tossed 7 scoreless innings with 11 strikeouts in a 2018 no decision, but that was 2018. Now, as for the Kansas City batters against Taillon, the person who's faced him the most is Michael A. Taylor, only 7 at-bats, but he's batting 143. Jared Dyson has faced him 6 times. He's batting 333. As for the Yankee batters against Keller, let's see. Rougie Odor has faced him 4 times. He has not gotten a hit. Gary Sanchez has not gotten a hit against him, but it's only 1 at-bat. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run off Keller in 3 at-bats. Gleyber Torres is batting 333 in 3 at-bats, 1 hit. So, yeah, not a lot of experience or, yeah, no, not a lot of experience. So, we'll see how that goes. The Yankees are playing better. They played better against the Jays and the A's. So, maybe this iteration of the Yankees, who are still on a good roll, will be able to handle a guy with a 6.34 ERA. I don't know if you're all aware, but All-Star voting is happening, and right now DJ LeMahieu is sitting in third place for second base in the American League. Let's see if there are any other Yankees who are getting votes, although it is kind of funny. I mean, you know, DJ LeMahieu is being DJ LeMahieu. Aaron Judge, second in the outfield. Good for you, Aaron Judge. I figured Mike Trout's number one, of course. And designated hitter, Giancarlo Stanton isn't, let's see, he's under designated hitter, obviously, J.D. Martinez, Shohei Ohtani, and Yordan Alvarez are the top three. Shohei's leading, J.D. is second, Alvarez is third. In a moment, more stuff about baseball, because this is a baseball podcast, but first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams are making their run through the playoffs. The poor Islanders last night. I thought I was seeing things when I saw that score. I don't know what happened, but I hope you didn't bet on them to win that game. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is brought to you in part by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why go through often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and have to wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business. It serves do-it-yourselfers, and it's been doing that for 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet. Just go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. As I mentioned earlier, the weather is a little iffy, but there was a tweet from the New York Metro weather account on Twitter. It says, "We produce a forecast for Yankees and Mets home games every day. We are currently forecasting a 30% chance of a rain delay, but expect tonight's games to be played." So that's good news. 30% isn't really a lot. Here's some minors news for you. Jansen Junk, who pitches for the Somerset Patriots in Double A, in case you didn't realize, the Somerset Patriots are the Yankees Double A team now. He was named the Pitcher of the Week for the Northeast. He has a 1.03 ERA, which leads all qualified minor league pitchers. In his six-inning outing the other day, he struck out four, did not walk a batter, gave up an earned run and a hit. Jansen Junk, that is quite a name. I know I said this on a previous show, but I still can't believe we have to root for a team called the Patriots. It feels dirty. Oh, I mentioned this yesterday. Tampa and Boston are facing off this week in a three-game series. And just so you know, on the MLB TV app, their game today is the free game of the day. So if you want to watch Wander Franco make his debut tonight, you can. You can put that on your computer and watch the Yankees and the Royals. As I mentioned yesterday, or did I mention? No, I might not have mentioned this yesterday. Wander Franco is the first major leaguer to be born in the year 2001. I was pausing for effect there because 2001. Let that register. I realize it's 2021, we're 20 years out, but it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like 2001 was 20 years ago. And every time someone mentions that fact, a part of me dies. So before I go, my grandparents, my Irish grandfather and Italian grandmother, otherwise known as my mom's parents, got married 91 years ago today. And I thought it would be fun to see how the Yankees performed 91 years ago today. They lost. They lost 5-2 to the St. Louis Browns, and this was a rescheduled game from May 14th, 1930 because of rain. There were 50,000 people in Yankee Stadium 1. The game lasted 2 hours, 8 minutes. Oh, the Yankees had a performance similar to this team, somehow. The Browns scored 5 runs on 9 hits. They had an error. The Yankees scored 2 runs on 12 hits. 2 errors. Now let's look at the names, because, oh God, I love this so much. 1930, that is so long ago. That's just amazing. For the St. Louis Browns, Lou Blue, and Lou is spelled L-U, Red Badgrow, Goose Goslin, Red Kress, Sammy Hale, Sky Melillo, Ted Gullick, Rick Ferrell, George Blayholder. Why did people have such cool names back then? Blayholder was the pitcher, by the way. For the Yankees, Earl Combs, Jimmy Reese, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Harry Rice, Bill Dickey, Ben Chapman, Yats Woostling? I'm not sure how to say that name. I've never heard of him in my life. And the pitcher was Roy Sherrod. By the way, Yats's first name was actually George. And he played for the Tigers 1929, 1930, and the Yankees in 1930. So I'm assuming he was traded at some point. Yes. He was traded May 30th of 1930, and he was part of a multiplayer deal that sent him, Harry Rice, and Oney Carroll to the Yankees in exchange for Waite Hoyt and Mark Koenig. Anyway, the Yankees in this game were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they left 9 on base. So they are like the 2021 Yankees. Blaeholder went 9 innings, pitched a complete game for the Browns, gave up 12 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Nope, 4 strikeouts. Pardon me. Sherrod went 7 innings for the Yankees, gave up 5 runs, 4 earned, on 8 hits with 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Red Ruffing pitched 2 innings, gave up a hit and a walk. And interestingly enough, I don't know if this is that interesting, but there was a home plate ump, a first base ump, no one at second base, and a third base ump. Again, the attendance was 50,000, and both the field condition and start time weather are unknown according to this box score. But yeah, that's 91 years ago today. So while the Yankees were playing a game up in the Bronx in Yankee Stadium, my grandparents were getting married in Brooklyn. So to recap, Yankees start a series against the Royals. Gerrit Cole will be pitching tonight. All eyes will be on him. They have 2 more games against the Royals, and then they head up to Boston. So, should be fun, maybe. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.